Reading from Sri Chaitanya Bhagavata, chapter 13. This is the story of the deliverance of Jagai and Madhai. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is speaking with Nittai and Haridas. Rather, Nityananda is actually addressing Chaitanya because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that I know these two fellows, if they come here, I will cut them to pieces. And then Nityananda said, you can cut them to pieces, but I will not go out and preach as long as those two drunkards are in the streets. And then Lord Nityananda says to Lord Chaitanya, why are you bragging so much? First you make these two drunkards. And he's bragging, saying, I'll cut them to pieces if they come here. And then Nityananda said, first make them chant. Why are you bragging so much? Now today's text 129. Sabave dharmike bhale ye Krishna nam e duivi karma bhai nahi janayan. Thank you. Thank you. E dui udaran jaridiya bhakti dhan tabe jani pataki pavana hina nam. A pious person naturally chants the name of Krishna, but these two drunkards do not know anything other than sinful activities. If you deliver these two by awarding them bhakti, diya bhakti dhan, and great wealth of devotion, then I will know that you are patita pavan, the deliverer of the fallen. You say, Kali Yuga patita pavan avatar Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki? So Nityananda is saying, all right, live up to your namesake. You're patita pavan, so these purifier of the fallen, these two qualify to be lifted, purified. They're the most contaminated. Amare tariya jata tomara mahima tarodika edu jera udarera simha. Nittai said, the deliverance of these two drunkards will certainly be more glorious than the deliverance of me. There's a lot of joking going on here with these three teen prabhus. Now Vishambhar replies, Hasi bhale Vishambhara haila udhar je kshane darashana pahila tumar. Vishambhar smiled and replied, they will be delivered the moment they get your darshan. Vishesha chinta tumi eteka mangal achirate krishnatara karibakushal. Mahaprabhu continued, you are so concerned for their benefit that Krishna will soon arrange for their well-being. Shimukera vakya shuni bhagavata gan jai jai haridwani karila takan. Vrindavan Das describes, on hearing these words from the lotus mouth of Vishambhar, Shimuk vakya, all the devotees, Bhagavad Gan, they chanted, Jai Jai, Hari Hari. Haila Udhara Sabe, Manila Ridhaye, Advaitarastane Hari Dasa Katakai. Everyone was convinced that the two drunkards were already delivered. Haridas went before Advaita and spoke as follows. Haridas is petitioning. He petitioned Lord Chaitanya, now he's petitioning Haridas for some compassion to understand what kind of preaching partner he has. So Haridas said, Chanchalera Sange Prabhu Amarai Patai Amitaki Kota Se Va Kon Dike Jai. The Lord sends me out with this restless person. He leaves me behind and who knows where he goes. Sounds familiar. Sometimes you go out with your Sankirtan partner and he drops you off somewhere and disappears. And he has a Sankirtan van. He drops you in some parking lot. He says, I'll be back at 5 o'clock. And it's 9 o'clock in the morning. And you're running around the parking lot giving books to people in the cars and trying to preach Harikata to them. And you're waiting. 5 o'clock comes and there's no Sankirtan van, no sight of your god brother. And there are no cell phones either, no mobiles, believe it or not. Like BCAD and BM, before mobiles, BC, a very ancient time was called BC, then AD, and then the BM means before mobiles. When you speak to young people today, actually before the time of mobile phones, when people had to have faith in God and trust in each other, and the children say, "What? No mobile phones? What? Inconceivable." And BM, before mobiles, new time frame. So Haridas, he's saying this. He runs away, leaves me. End of that story was that the Sangirtan leader came back about 9 o'clock at night with a van, and we ran out of books, so that was the frustrating part. It's all right to be out in the parking lot as long as you have ammunition and books, but we ran out of books, and so that was the frustrating part. And of course, we had an interesting conversation when he came. Haridasa, of course, said, Varshate Janavi Jale Kumbira Vedai Santara Idhyatari Dharibare Jai. Haridas telling Advaita about Nittai. During the rainy season, Varshate, there are many crocodiles in the Ganga, Janavi Jale, and Nittai goes swimming in the waters to catch them. Now that's pretty ferocious, fearless personality. Kule taki dhaka pari, kari haya hai, sakala gangara maje, basiya vedai. In great anxiety, I call him loudly from the riverbank, but Nittai continually floats around in the water of the Ganga, ignoring my constant pleas. So this is his Sankirtan partner. They're walking along the road, and they're supposed to go preaching house to house. And Nittai looks, and he sees these crocodiles swimming in the Ganga. Oh, that looks like fun. He just jumps right in, starts swimming after the crocodile. All right, wait, come back. What are you doing? There's no houses out there. We're supposed to go griha, griha. We're supposed to go house to house to preach, and you're swimming around the Ganga having a good time, chasing crocodiles. It's not recommended. No one should imitate the pastimes of the Lord, right? There's imitation. So I don't recommend any of the Gurukul students to chase the crocodiles. If there are any, I don't know if there are any. I don't want to find out. So now Advaita goes on. Jariva kulete ute balaka dekhiya manibaratare shishu jaya kera dhiya. If Nittai sees some young boys, he comes out of the water and chases them to beat them. Oh, this is very nice. That would be good if they were some Gurukul boys. Nittai is chasing you down the street to beat you. So this is Advaita's listening to the report. This is the report of the Sankirtan partner. You come back and tell your Sankirtan leader, listen, this devotee you're sending me out preaching with, he does like this and like this and like this. He starts chasing boys down the street to beat them. Tarapita mata aise hate tenga dhaya ta sabha patayami charanidharya. When their parents of these young children, says balak, balak means 4 or 5 year old boys, when the parents of these young children come with sticks in their hands, I fall at their feet and beg them to forgive Nittai and please return to their homes. So, because if they can't catch Nittai, at least they can catch Haridas and beat him. So he's falling at their feet in humble submission. Please don't beat me and don't beat Nittai either. And it goes on. Goyalara grita dhari lahiya palai amarai dhariya tara maribare chai. Nittai steals butter and yogurt from the coward men and runs away. Then they catch me and they want to beat me because I'm old and I can't run very fast. I'm his accomplice. I'm his fellow conspirator in the butter theft. Nittai says, come on, Haridas, let's go. Steal this butter and yogurt. So they go in. He's instigated. Haridas is instigated by Nittai. And they go in some Gwal's house, some Gosha's house, right? Gosha's. Steal some butter and yogurt and they start eating it. Hey! Chore! And then they chase him, and then Nittai runs away, and they're going to beat Haridas. Se se karaya karma, Rejukti nahi, kumari, kumari dekhiya bhale, mori viva, viva hiye. Whatever Nittai does is unreasonable. When he sees a kanya, an unmarried girl, he tells her, marry me. Now some, brahmachari, he says, listen, I read Chaitanya Bhagavat. Nittai went up to some, I went up to one unmarried girl from the Gurukul. I said, marry me. Then her father came and beat me. This is not the way it's done. It goes on. Chadiya shantera pite mahesha bolai parera gabira dugda duhi duhi khai. Nittai rides, jumps on the back of an ox. And he declares, I am Mahesh. Mahesh Bolai. Then he takes milk from other cows and drinks it. Parera Ghabira Dukta Duhi. I guess he probably takes it directly. Because that's what Krishna Bala means to do. It was a funny story in Terakadamba. I usually tell there, but tell here. It comes up. Because Nittaya is obviously in Braj Bhav, absorbed in his mood of a coward boy himself. He's chasing the boys and he's acting like a little child. He's not acting like an adult. Whimsical behavior, impulsive whimsical behavior, whatever looks good. Look at the water. It's very hot. Just jump in, not thinking that they have some service to do we're supposed to go door to door preaching. Oh, forget about the preaching. Let's go swimming. Let's have a good time. Anityananda, there's more bliss in chasing crocodiles than there is in giving lectures on Krishna Bhakti. So he's chasing crocodiles in the Ganga and Haridas is crying on the banks. And then he asks virgin girls to marry him. He steals butter and yogurt, jumps on the back of a bull and says he's Mahesh. He's really so milking the cow. So says he's drinking milk directly from the cow. So in Terakadamba, sometimes Krishna milks the cows there in the morning because this facilitates him to have some interaction, some milan with Radharani and the gopis because they're coming around the time he's milking the cows. They're walking from Yavatgram to Nandagam to cook his breakfast. Around the cow milking time, the gopis pass through Terakadamba. Then Krishna went, when Radharani was passing by one time, he was milking a cow. He said, oh, Radhika, oh, Priyaji, did you know this cow is very, very special? This cow has Padmasthan. Padmasthan. And Radharani said, really? Padmasthan. Stan means the udder, the cow's udder, where the milk comes out. The udder, the teat, or the udder of the cow. And Radharani said, really? Yeah, yes, it's a very special cow. Just like some people, they have chakras on the end of their fingers. You know, if you look at the fingerprint, usually Brahmins or very high-class people, they may have instead of just having some U-shaped pattern, they'll have it actually goes around, exactly round like a chakra. I've seen myself, some Indian people I know. I read about it. There's some people, they have chakras in their fingerprint, they have chakra. Usually if you look, you don't see, unless you're a very auspicious body. Auspicious birth. So the fingerprint is actually ends in a complete circle at the middle part there. So Krishna is saying at the end of this cow's there's a lotus flower design there. There's 8 petals of a lotus flower. Radharani said, really? Krishna says, yes, look, you bend down, you can see. So Radharani, just let me see if you want to go. And Krishna just gave her, a bunch of milk in the face, So these kind of pastimes go on. Krishna's very naughty, and also chanchal, unpredictable. So Haridas goes on to complain to Advaita about this situation here, stealing butter. Now, listen, this says here, text 144, Ami shikaile ghali pariye tamare ki karite paritora Advaita amare. Advaita, When I try to teach Nittai something, he abuses me and says, what can your Advaita do to me? So Haridas, because he's quite a bit older than Nityananda, and he's very close to Advaita. Haridas lived very close and spent many years living right near Advaita Acharya in Fuliagram, which is very close to Shantipur, and they would meet regularly and chant Nam Sankirtan and hear Hari Katha, exchange Hari Katha. So Advaita was quite, as you know, something like 50, 60 years older than Lord Chaitanya. So sometimes Haridas would say, listen, why don't you listen to me? You're a junior to me. You should listen to me. I can give you some good advice. You're acting crazy. And if you don't listen to me, then maybe you'll listen to Advaita. Chaitanya balis jare takura kariya seva ki karite pare amare asiya. And Sri Chaitanya, whom you consider the Lord, what can he do to me? This is what Nittai says. Now he says, Haridas, kichui na kahi ami takurer stani dhaiva joge aji raksha paila parani. I have not said anything about this to the Lord, but today my life has been saved by providence. So now he's revealing his mind and confidence. This is Priti Lakshana. This seems to be a theme of several Bhagavatam classes about the Priti Lakshana, the characteristics of love, the loving exchanges between the devotees. So this is one loving exchange, the revealing one's mind. So Advaita is revealing his mind. Haridas is revealing his mind to Advaita. Can you do something about my Sankirtan partner? Can you reform or correct or somehow set Nittai straight? Because he's really, really crooked. Tribhanga Lalitam Balaram Nittai. So as everyone knows, anyone from Vrindavan is crooked. And Krishna's crooked, and everybody else, they move in crooked ways. So Nittai is living up to his heritage. So now he goes on to say, Maha Mato Jala Jui Pate Pari Ache Krishna Padesha Gya Kahe Tara Kache. Advaita, there were two great drunkards lying in the street today, and Nittai went before them to preach Krishna's Upadesh, his instructions. Mahakrode dhaya aila mahi bhara jivana rakshara hetu prasada tumara. In great anger, they rushed at us to kill us. It is only by your mercy that our lives have been saved. So that was the end of Haridas' delivery. And now Advaita will give his fitting reply. Hasya Advaita vale kon chitranahi madhya pera uchita Madhyapa Sangha Hai Tina Mato Jala Sangha Ekatra Uchita Nashtika Haiya Kine Tumi Tarabita. Advaita smiled and said, in other words, Haridas, it's all right, really, relax. There's no problem. He smiled. This is not at all astonishing. Haridas, don't you know that drunkards should always associate with other drunkards? It is befitting that these three drunkards met together on the street of Nadia. But since you are a celibate, what were you doing there? So there's lots of laughter as we're laughing. This is a great humor with the Lord and his devotees. Haridas is very, very serious and very, very concerned and worried about his preaching partner and about his own life also. His life is in danger every time he moves around with Nityananda Avadhut. And then he appeals to Lord Chaitanya for some help, and then he tries with Advaita, and Advaita laughs the whole thing off and says, listen, it's your fault. You know, what are you running around with a drunkard for? Birds of a feather flock together. When he was on the streets and he was intoxicated with love of God, then he saw these other two drunks. Oh, there's my friends. I can relate to them. And let me give them some mercy. And then Advaita goes on. Nityananda Karibha Sakale Matajala Uhana Charitra Muni, Jani Bhale Bhala. Nityananda will make everyone intoxicated. I know his character very well. I know the characteristics very well, Haridas. Within a couple days, Nittai will bring those two rogues who are fond of drinking wine into the assembly of Vaishnavas. E deka tumi dina dui tina vyaje se dui madhyapa anibap goshti maje. Haridas, just wait and see. Within 2 or 3 days, he will bring those drunkards into our assembly. Bhalite advaita hai lena kroda vesh digambara haya bale ashesha vishesh. Vrindavan Das Thakur explains. While speaking this way, Advaita became overwhelmed with anger. And then he spoke with great emphasis. Advaita said, Shuniba sakala chaitanya yara krishna bhakti kimane nachayege gaya dekon tana shakti. Everyone will hear about Lord Chaitanya's devotional service to Krishna, and they will see his potency, how he dances and chants. Deka kali se dui madhyapa aniya nimai nitai dui nachibe milia. You will see tomorrow how Nimai Nittai will bring the two drunkards and dance with them. So Advaitacharya is predicting the future and advising Haridas, or alerting Haridas about a great miracle that's about to happen. Eka kara kari beka edui jane jati lai tumiyami palaya jatane. They will make the two equal to us, and we will have to run away to save our caste. So Advaita was a very high-class Brahmin, an Acharya from Shantipur, many disciples. He's telling Haridas that Nimai Nittai will go and bring Jagai and Madhai. Nimai Nittai will bring Jagai and Madhai into the Bhagavad Gan, Vaishnava Mandala. And when such low-class drunkards and contaminated people enter an assembly, then they contaminate anyone who sits next to them or touches them or sees them. So Advaita, of course, is all in jest. He's saying that you and I will have to run away from here. When these two drunkards come into our assembly, then we'll have to run away. So this seems to be very serious here. They'll make us, we'll lose our caste and we'll have to run away to save our caste. Advaitara krodaveshe hase haridas madhyapa udhara chitte haila prakash. On seeing Advaita's angry mood, Haridas smiled. He was convinced that the two drunkards would be delivered. Advaitara vakya bhuje kahara shakati bhuje haridasa prabhu jara jena mati. Who has the power to understand Advaita's words? Only Haridas Prabhu can understand him. Heve papi saba advaitara pakshahaya garadhara nindakare maraye padiya. Many sinful people take the side of Advaita and criticize Gadadhar. They will be burnt to death. So the point is that Advaita's sentiments sometimes are not understood. So then they make offense. And sometimes they also make offense Gadadhar. It's interesting how this recurring theme of Chaitanya Bhagavat is this idea of Vaishnava Parad. It's almost, when you read the Chaitanya Bhagavat, you feel like saying, all right already. All right already. I got the message. I mean, how many times do you have to tell me? Don't do this, don't do that. If every day your mother tells you 10 times, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. After about 5 days you say, oh, right already, you've told me for 5 days continuously, don't do this, don't do this. I got the message. So then the mother says, well, are you going to do it? Would I forbid you to do? Well, maybe. Even though you told me don't do it. So it seems to be the line of thought here that Vrindavan Das Thakur, understanding that sadhu-ninda is the biggest impediment that everyone faces, he's repeatedly warning us about this dangerous activity of offending the devotees. And we could think, I got the message already. It's loud and clear. It's very clear to me. But yet, the problem is that we keep falling into the same cycle of committing offenses. It's like, this is the problem. So now it's interesting to think that this book was written about 500 years ago. And 500 years ago, people were a lot better than they are now. The human beings in general were of a better category, a better quality and characteristic. And the Vaishnava Samaj was, even then, he's warning them. It's not that it was written yesterday. I mean, here we're hearing today's class about distrust. We don't trust anyone, and we can't put our faith in anyone. No one has. That's why all single women these days, every single woman is going to college and studying university. And I ask many of them, because I've been 21 years preaching in Delhi, to young people, and they get married, and I meet their daughter. I'm preaching somebody who's 20, then he comes back with his daughter, and this and that, you know. They say, yes, I'm going to college, or young married people. I said, why are you going to college? He said, Maharaj, my parents will arrange a marriage. And I'll get married like every other Indian girl, proper Indian lady. But who can say this age is so crazy that if I don't have qualification, if I don't have professional quality, you know, qualification, and I'm not working in the work field, what if my husband runs away? What if he leaves me? I can't trust the future. It's not like the old days, you'd be married for life. Now there's divorce or separation. You can't put your faith. These are Indian people born in India. And cultured families, Brahmins, Kshatriyas, not some street sweepers or shooters or rickshawwalas. This is the mentality of cultured, educated, wealthy people. I say, well, do you want to go to college and you want to get a job and all that? He said, not really. It's really a break cracking my head. My inclination is a more simple way of life. I said, what do you really want to do in life? What is your... Oh, I just want to have a nice husband, have a family. The usual, be happy, obviously, but in the context of some grihastha situation, grihastha ashram, obviously, be devotees of some sort. But there's so much of this. So this is very much a fact that nowadays there's so much distrust. No one trusts their mother or their father, or their brother, or their husband, wife. No one trusts anyone. Then you meet a total stranger, as Kalamakananda Maharaj is saying. Total stranger has no blood connection at all, and he takes the position or office of guru, and then he's supposed, then with that person, that man or Vaishnavi, whomever, they're supposed to be the absolute most trusted person in your life. The absolute authority who is supposed to elicit the greatest trust from our heart, and we don't even have any, let's say, intimacy based on blood relationship. Or even familiarity based over time. So that's pretty difficult. So he's, 500 years ago, Vrindavan Das Thakur is repeatedly talking about this Vaishnava Parad situation. So it must have been pretty serious 500 years ago, that every chapter he's talking about it, practically speaking. So that was 500 years ago. So what about now? Must be even more prevalent. So it behooves us to repeatedly hear the message, which any reader of Chaitanya Bhagavat will hear, and try to pray to Vrindavan Das Thakur that we won't become culprits to such behavior. Ye papishta eka vaishnavera pakshahai anya vaishnavere ninde se jayakshai. Any sinful person who takes the side of one Vaishnava and blasphemes another Vaishnava is certainly ruined. So this is kind of an interlude in the story. He says, stepping back, the author, Vrindavan Das Thakur, he's narrating the story between the Parishads of the Lord. But in the context of their conversation, there's kind of an underlying tone, although it's all Leela. There's an underlying tone, and Haridas, to some extent, he's criticizing a little bit. Although it's not really criticism. But it appears that he's complaining to Advaita, so this Nittai is too much. He said he's chanchal, he's unpredictable, and he's, you know, almost lost my life going preaching with him. He's doing all these strange activities. And can you do something? Can you correct him? This is the implication of what he's saying. So Vrindavan Das Thakur in the middle of this narration, he steps back and says, of course, that's on their level, that's just their lila, and they're smiling, one smiling, hearing the other's complaint, and Advaita smiling. And then when Advaita gets a little angry, then Haridas smiles. So it's a little hard to understand exactly what's going on between these associates of the Lord. But Vrindavan Das Thakur, he draws some between the lines, you can say, the message between the lines. He draws something out, and he must be drawing it from the context of the story. So he draws out one point of philosophy or behavior on the sadhana tattva for us to improve our practice of sadhana in terms of our Vaishnava relations. And he makes this point here, just kind of drops into the middle of the story, text 160. Any sinful person who takes the side of one Vaishnava and blasphemes another Vaishnava is certainly ruined. Now, he goes back to the story. Se dui madhyapa bedaya stane stane aila jay gat prabhu kare gangasnane. As the two drunkards were wandering from place to place in Nadia, they came to the bathing ghat where Vishwambar would take his bath in the Ganga, which is known as Mahaprabhu Ghat, which is not very far. It's nearby his house, obviously. It's in close proximity to his house at the Yogapit. So this is an interesting arrangement. Daiva Jogi Seistani Karile Katana Vidaya Bule Sarvatanis Dehana. By divine arrangement, the two drunkards made that place their base from which they would go out and raid various places. That became their home base, base of operations, their hideout. From there, they would, from the bank of the Ganga at Mahaprabhu Ghat, they would plan out whose house they were going to rob, whose house they were going to burn. Because it says they were burning houses, they were robbing people. It said, we read earlier, there was no house in Nadia that they didn't rob. And they're also burning down houses. So I guess they were going for round two. They robbed every house once, now they go back for a second round and rob again.